Republican House hopeful Leslie Becker has gone after independent Representative Dan Ortiz's position on permanent fund dividends. The conservative Republican has campaigned on what she calls protecting the PFD.
43.23.025 is the formula for the PFD. It's on the books. It's illegal not to follow it.
That's Becker speaking at a recent KRBD forum. That formula was codified as part of a 1982 law. Ortiz countered that it's not so clear-cut.
I would say this, that we do have conflicting statutes on the books.
That's because a 2018 law limits the legislature's draw on the fund to roughly 5% of its market value. And that makes the 1982 formula just about impossible to follow. Courts have upheld the lower dividend payments. Many candidates and lawmakers around the state say they'd like a full PFD. Governor Mike Dunleavy campaigned in 2018 on giving full dividend checks to every man, woman, and child in Alaska, roughly $3,000 in 2018. Other Republican candidates, particularly those in the more conservative wing of the party, have expressed similar views, as have some Democrats. And voters could be forgiven for thinking a full statutory PFD is what Becker's advocating for, too. In July, she, along with many other candidates and lawmakers, signed a document that expresses support for, quote, following the law regarding the traditional PFD distribution.
What these candidates are saying that signed this, they're saying that there was nothing wrong with the traditional formula.
That's conservative activist Michael Chambers. He leads a coalition of right-leaning groups called United for Liberty, and he wrote the document that Becker signed. The second half of it expresses support for paying the difference between what the formula says and what lawmakers and the governor approved. The last dividend paid out under the formula was in 2015. At the KRBD forum, Ortiz challenged Becker directly about that document.
Do you still stand by that pledge?
He said that following through on that support would cost the state upwards of $4 billion and reduce the future earnings of the permanent fund, and that, he says, would only make the state's already bleak budget picture even worse.
Actually, Dan, I think you should read the wording on that. It doesn't say pledge. It says I.
Now, with the election weeks away, she says there's some wiggle room. She says it's less a document promising $3,000 PFDs and more a commitment to following a transparent formula set out in law.
People are frustrated. So what we need to do is clean this up.
But in an email to KRBD, she says that's not the same thing as supporting a full dividend under the 1982 formula. At the forum, she said she'd support changing the formula to reflect what the state can actually afford.
It's time to get together, get to the table, and get it resolved so we have the appropriate amount put in place, the formula is revised, and whatever else needs to be adjusted so it's transparent to the people.
And Chambers, the conservative activist, says that's not contrary to the statement that Becker signed.
Like, I have no problem with the legislature going in and saying, we're going to revisit this statute and we're going to reconstitute a statute that derives how we're going to pay out the permanent fund dividend.
On that point, Becker looks to have found some common ground with her opponent.
I would be in support of looking at that original statute and revising it.
But Ortiz says it won't be easy to change the formula.
The problem is you need to get 21 votes in the House, and then you need to get 11 votes in the Senate for that particular reform to take place. And then, of course, you have to have the signature of the governor.
Lawmakers have floated the idea before, but it's always died before reaching the governor's desk. Ortiz and Becker are vying to represent House District 36, which includes Ketchikan, Wrangell, Metlakatla, Hyder, Myers-Chuck, and Heidelberg. Election day is November 3rd. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.